Hey, this is Gillian Welch.
And this is Dave Rawlings.
And you're listening to Off the Record.
I'm Brian Wise. Thank you very much for joining me on the program this week, where my special guest is Anne McHugh. She's going to be reporting in from Nashville, Tennessee, and we've been talking to people over the last couple of weeks about what's been happening in various places. We caught up with James Young in Melbourne. He's a club owner, talking about the effect of the coronavirus on his business. Stuart Coop in Sydney. And now we're going to cross to Nashville and talk to singer-songwriter Anne McHugh. She's Australian. She's been living in Nashville for, boy, nearly 15 years. And not only have they been hit with the coronavirus over there, but Nashville, East Nashville specifically, was hit with a tornado. So we'll talk to Anne. First of all, let's hear a track that Anne released online last year. It's called Sister of the Mainline. Then we'll have a chat to Anne. And we'll finish off our discussion with Anne, paying tribute to one of her favourite artists of all time who passed away earlier this year. First of all, here's Anne McHugh's music, and then we'll chat to Anne herself.
Sister of the Mainline, can you hear my voice? We don't have much time. They said peace and love was the only way. Would you look at those booming babies today? Sister,
you can't.
So how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Very good, thanks. Very good considering the apocalypse.
Considering the apocalypse. Hey, you've had a bit of a hard time in Nashville. There was a tornado there the other week.
Yes, it was very terrifying for everybody and quite a shock. And it was late at night too. It was like 12:30 at night when we got the warning. And it wasn't a warning, it was a alert. And so, you know, you could watch this tornado coming across Tennessee, or across Nashville. They were saying, like, it's going to be in East Nashville at 12:45 and it's going to be in Inglewood at 12:50, and it was really terrifying and awful. The whole of Five Points was pretty much decimated. Germantown was decimated, and then it went straight, kept going on the ground for 100 miles. So from here to Donaldson to Cookeville, which is a good hour and a half away driving, it was on the ground.
You would have been pretty close to it, weren't you? Your house would have been fairly close because you're in East Nashville.
Pretty close, yeah. A few, you know, 5-minute drive kind of thing, so not far. And all the venues like the Basement East, the Five Spot, they were closed down. Fanny's House of Music has been... All of those businesses haven't even had a chance to reopen yet because of the tornado damage. I mean, it was just, it's like a movie, it's like a horrible science fiction film, just seeing the destruction of these houses, like the roofs are off and there's cars where cars shouldn't be, and it's just like really and then at night time around then there's no power, so it's just all dark and scary and eerie and it's just horrid. And then so everyone was shocked with that. It was an incredible response in Nashville. The volunteers and the donations were incredible. And then a week later, the Five Spot said they were going to open again, and they opened for one night, at which I played, actually. And then they closed the next day due to the COVID-19. So just about every person in Nashville is unemployed right now, because everyone who worked in venues and restaurants is a musician anyway, so both of their jobs are gone. I know it's like that everywhere, a lot of unemployed people right now.
Hey, we heard that John Prine had it, and he's in hospital, which is bad news.
Yeah, Fiona had it first, his wife, and she posted, and she wasn't too badly hit by it. She didn't go to hospital, but she, as soon as she found out, she quarantined herself from John Prine, and but he got it all of a sudden last week on the 24th of March, I believe, and he's obviously a lot older and has had illnesses in recent years which have compromised his health. And so he's still, I believe, in ICU in a stabilised but critical condition. So that's really scary.
So like Melbourne, there'd be nothing happening on the music scene at all in Nashville. Most people doing their things online. You're doing something online too, aren't you?
Yeah, I did a show on Sunday as part of the Social Distance Fest 2020, of which we hope there will not be another one. That was the title of it, 2020. I did one. Yeah, I mean, I've never gone live on Facebook because the thought of that terrifies me so much. I don't know why. But I was invited. I like being invited to things, so I said yes. And it was really amazing experience. It was great. And I'll probably do it again in a couple of weeks. But yeah, it's kind of like Folk Alliance there with all the little windows of people playing in their houses. You know, it's quite amusing. But it's great. It's good. Their supporters who still have jobs can tip artists and musicians and help us get through. You know, it's always one day at a time anyway when you're a musician. One day at a time, one week at a time. There's probably about 4% of musicians who are comfortable, and I would say the rest are just like, it's contract work, you know, there's no stability whatsoever. So now there's like, it's a very interesting time, and we're in America too. We don't have a social infrastructure like you do in Australia, where you have a health system and you have an unemployment system, that a government that is designed to help the people. I'm not saying, you know, it's ideal, and it's not like when Gough Whitlam was in, for instance, but it's still 100 times better than what they've got in the USA, which is nothing. And there are still people being charged $30,000 for going to hospital for COVID-19 here.
Did you do your radio show this week?
Yeah, I've been pre-recording since the tornado, actually, because I was a bit ill the first week, and then the COVID-19 thing came out, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to start pre-recording because I don't really want to go in there. And I've had pneumonia a few times in recent years and stuff like that, so I'm not, like, going to test my lungs, basically, at all, if I can help it.
You better stay inside in your home studio.
Yeah, that's mainly, in fact, today's the first day I got in my car and drove for about 2 weeks. It was the weirdest feeling. It was so weird. And I wore a mask and a bandana. I felt like a bank robber. Actually, I went to the bank, but just to the ATM machine, and I went to the post office, and they've got plastic all up around in the post office, and the guy's wearing a mask, and I think wearing masks is actually a very good idea. I mean, you don't know if you're sick, so you don't want to give it to someone else. And that's a really good reason to stay home, you know. But I am lucky I've got a home studio to record. I'm going to finish recording my album during this time.
Good. Unfortunately, I won't be over there in May. And, of course, yeah, we usually go over in September. But, you know, that's looking increasingly doubtful, isn't it? Who knows what's going to happen, because this hasn't even reached its peak in America. And even if it does sort of late this month or next month, it's kind of, you wonder when it'll ever, you know, how long it will take to go away.
I know. They've just cancelled the CMA, which is in June, so they've cancelled that. And will people really want to go to things where you're, you know, in such close quarters? Maybe not for a while. It's hard to say, isn't it? It's very hard to make any plans. Usually we book, you know, we'd book gigs 6 months out or so, and I don't really know if it's worth it at this stage or not. But I think the whole world needs to change anyway, and the way we just consume and create piles of trash, and the way, you know, everyone's buying the newest things and new things all the time, and it's like, we don't really need to live like that. And I'm sort of hoping that people will have a peaceful revolution within themselves and really think about the way they've been living their lives, you know?
You know?
Hey, and in Victoria, the government sort of got some assistance packages for the music industry, for musicians and businesses and things like that, and I think the federal government will too. Is there any thing like that happening where you are? Like, can musicians get any assistance or relief from the government, apart from what the federal government's going to do over there? Are there any other packages available to you, or no?
Not really from the government. Even that one, you know, that stimulus package they just passed, nobody knows how they're going to implement it. There's nothing on the website to deal with it. So, and I think, you know, they're going to give people $1,200, and that's not $1,200 a week or a month. It's just $1,200. Whereas corporations are getting these huge amounts of money. It's just ridiculous. But we do have Music Cares, which is run by the Grammy Foundation, and that is where, I guess, really rich musicians and people like that contribute. They donate, and then that money will be dispersed amongst musicians who apply for it. So, again, we don't really have a government infrastructure that's for the people like you do in Australia or Canada. And so, yeah, it's kind of like every man for himself, this country, a little bit. And but Music Cares is the one here where you could apply for stuff, for money, financial relief.
We hope you keep safe, and we hope at some stage later in the year we'll be able to get to see you over in Nashville. But who knows? We can't predict what's going to happen, yeah, can we?
I know. I was kind of planning to come over there this year too, and but I'm not making any international plans whatsoever at this point. And even interstate travel, I think it's the same in Australia. They're discouraging that, so... Yeah, it's just going to be psychologically weird for people to gather in large numbers after this. And I think once they have a a vaccine, it'll be a different story, but that could take some time, couldn't it?
I think it'll take, it'll take a long time. They're talking about next year.
Yeah, exactly, because they have to test it and all that stuff. And but I think the internet, what I like about it is, overall, is that it's a lot quieter, the world. Like, there's hardly any cars. And I also, I think independent musicians are coming through a bit more on the social media aspect of it. There's more room and time and space for them, whereas usually the mainstream media is just the same select few of artists, you know, and they let a couple more in each year of new artists. And there's all these, like, thousands of other artists out there who are really good, and I'm hoping that this is a chance for them to shine through a little bit more. And I don't know, see what happens.
And now people have got the time to discover them too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's like they've actually got time to, you know, find something new to listen to and give it a little, I'll watch this little concert for 5 minutes, see what I think, you know, whereas that person and that musician would never have come into the same universe before, because the way the algorithms work and all that on Facebook and all that stuff, I'm seeing a lot more interesting things on there than I used to, you know, before this happened. So hopefully everyone else is too.
I want to ask you before we go. You wrote something the other month and about a musician that came into the studios of Triple R, and we had a chat to him, David Olney.
Yes, David Olney, one of my favourite people of all time, and we've written a lot of songs together. I'm going to record another one of them. We co-wrote This Side or the Other, which was the title of his last album, and with John Hadley, and I'm going to record that soon. But he was at the 30A Songwriter Festival in Florida in January and passed away on stage mid-song. He was with Amy Rigby and Scott Miller at the time. They were doing a Songs in the Round. But he apparently had the most peaceful passing I've ever heard of. He just bowed his head, said sorry and bowed his head. But he was a real artist, really interesting guy. He was an actor and just a true original. He wrote Deeper Well for Emmylou Harris, which, you know, I'm pretty sure all your listeners know and love that album and that song. It's just a beautiful song, and he wrote that. He wrote another song that Linda Ronstadt sang, Women Across the Water, and tons of fantastic songs. And he was just one of my favourite people, because he was a real artist, and he wasn't like, he existed despite the music business, and that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm just art for art's sake, just ignore the music business and just be an artist. And he was a really good role model for me for that, and Shakespearean actor and all this stuff, you know, just really interesting guy.
Hey, art for art's sake, sounds like a good name for a song. Oh, hang on, it's already been done. Never mind.
Art for art's sake, money for God's sake. That's a great song. 10cc.
Thanks for taking the time to chat to us and keep safe.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you. Always great to talk to you, Brian, and you keep safe too. Stay home.
My heart, my eyes search for the light shining. Your lips and your touch, the thought of you deep in the night, remind me it's law and disorder, both sides of the line. Here on the border, I spend my time dreaming that love finds a way. And I'll be with you one sweet day, this side or the other. This side or the other. Yearning and longing and hoping our day will come.
both sides of the line. Here on the border, I spend my time dreaming that love finds a way. And I'll be with you one sweet day. This side or the other. This side or the other. Sides of the line. Here on the border, I spend my time dreaming that love finds a way. And I'll be with you one sweet day. This side or the other. This side or the other. This side or the other. This side or the other.
David Olney and the title track of his 2018 album, This Side or the Other, a song that he wrote with Anne McHugh. And we were talking to Anne McHugh in Nashville, Tennessee. And boy, they've been through a lot there, as well as a coronavirus. Also, a tornado, in East Nashville. You're listening to Off the Record. I'm Brian Wise. The other track we heard during that interview, Anne McHugh herself and her song, Sister of the Main Line. Well, you're listening to Off the Record, and speaking of people passing away, the great Bill Withers left us last week on March the 30th. He was an amazing character. He had an extremely successful career that he didn't begin until he was in his early 30s in terms of his music career. He was in the army, and then he went and worked in an aircraft factory. And I remember seeing an interview on a documentary called Still Bill, which you can see, I believe, online on YouTube, or you can probably get it on Netflix or something. A fantastic documentary about Bill Withers. And he was interviewed on the Tommy Smothers show. And Tommy Smothers said, oh, it must have been pretty boring working in the aircraft factory. He said, no, it was great. I met a whole lot of really great people. Bill Withers retired from the music industry in 1985 because he didn't want to be pushed around by the record company. They wanted to put him in a direction that he didn't want to go. He wanted to just keep making the music that he wanted to make. And I've always thought that since then he could have come back and made millions of dollars from comeback tours, but he decided not to. And if you watch that documentary, I have rarely, you may agree with me that you've rarely seen a person so at peace with themselves and the life that they've chosen. So let's pay tribute to Bill Withers on a couple of songs that he recorded that were hits for him, and then a song that someone else, one of my favourite singers from New Orleans, sang, and probably the best thing she's done in the last 20 years. First of all, here's Bill.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 I she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. A man just tried to stare me down, and when I looked at you, you looked at the ground. I don't know who he is, but I think that you do. Dadgum it, who is he and what is he to you? I have something in my heart and in your eyes. Tell me he's not someone just passing by. And when you cleared your throat, was that your cue? Dadgum it, who is he and what is he to you? Now when I add the sum of you and me, I get confused and I keep coming up with three. You're too much for one man, but not enough for two. Dadgum it, who is he and what is he to you? Before you wreck your old home, please.
Thomas and a song called The Same Love That Made You Laugh. It was The Same Love That Made Me Cry. And that's a Bill Withers song that he had a hit with, but there performed by Irma in what is one of the best performances of her later career. Produced by Joe Henry on the album I Believe to My Soul. And just a terrific version of Bill Withers' songs. Michelle Indigo Cello also does a brilliant version of the song that we heard before that, performed by its originator, Bill Withers. Who is he and what is he to you? And we heard Bill Withers himself with Ain't No Sunshine, the classic. And Bill Withers will be sadly missed. You're listening to Off the Record. Let's play some new music from Australia for you. Here is an artist called Sweet Earl. Actually, her name is Edith Edquist, but she goes under the name of Sweet Earl. Her latest single is called Sweetness.
Just the taste of sweetness. just won't go near it now. Whoa. While you're not listening, you're missing out on something real. If that's how you feel, don't say I never told you so. The days are getting colder, you know. Got a wounded heart. Not dealing is the easy part. So you don't wanna listen now. Music isn't all it brings. It's a message in a bottle, yeah. But you won't know what you're missing now.
Something along the ride, you and I bide our time and I. This summertime, catch him on the run. Those who love young never ride on time. Watch each other fall and always catch the call and whistle while we're walking. Something inside me dies, you and I. Summertime, keep on rocking, baby. Keep on rising on the tides. All the dawning, baby. We'll be riding all night. You and I, you and I. You and I, yeah, you and I. time.
Orville Peck, one of the more interesting characters in country music, and his new single, Summertime. You may notice that he wears a mask over his mouth. In fact, he was wearing a mask long before it became not only fashionable, but necessary in these recent times. Before that, Ron Sexsmith, one of my favourite singer-songwriters, his new single, You Don't Want to Hear It, from his forthcoming album, Hermitage. Living on Gold Street from Ben Mastwick. He's a Melbourne singer-songwriter. He's got a new album coming out. That's the first single from it. And we started off that bracket with Sweet Whirl and Sweetness. You're listening to Off the Record with Brian Wise. Hey, Jackson Brown has a new single out. He has recently been diagnosed with the coronavirus, COVID-19. He's made a recovery from that, we hope. And here's his new single. It's called A Little Too Soon to Say. And as he mentions, it's kind of timely.
Come to I came for inspiration. I came looking for truth and joined in the celebration, the passing of my youth. We're here but for a moment, and none of us can see beyond the horizon what kind of world this world will be. Searching the horizon for what we hope to see. When all we've ever needed has been there all along inside of you and me. I want to see you holding out your light. I want to see you light the way beyond the sirens and the broken night, beyond the sickness of our day. And after all we've come to live with, I wanna know if you're okay. I wanna think it's gonna be alright. It's just a little soon to say.
Single from him called A Little Too Soon to Say. Hope you enjoyed that. I did. I'm a real Jackson Brown fan, and the sentiments in the song are very timely indeed, aren't they? It's been great bringing you off the record this week. In fact, these days it's great to bring you off the record any week, and I'll be back next week, knock on wood, on the satellite network of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. And I'm going to leave you with a song called The Rolling Stones. It is a tribute to the Rolling Stones from Melbourne band called The Special. It used to be called Terry McCarthy's Special. It's just The Special these days. I hope you enjoy it, and I will talk to you hopefully next week. Stay safe, stay well.
life to the stage. Oh, 69 rounds.